4 days after the deadly attack on a church in Upper Egypt, police are keeping a high profile in the town of Najd Hamad and its surroundings, rocked by violent rioting in the aftermath of the killing of 6 Coptic Christians.
Egypt's chief prosecutor has ordered that 3 local Muslim men be kept in police custody for 15 days on charges of attacking a crowd of churchgoers with machine guns following a midnight mass to mark the Orthodox Coptic Christmas on January 6th.
Father Gabriel Quick, who deals with Oriental Orthodox churches in the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity, spoke to Philippa Hitchin about the situation for Christians in Egypt and the atmosphere there following the attack.
Well, the Coptic Church in Egypt, the Coptic Orthodox Church, is a very strong church, but that does not mean that they do not have problems. For example, when they want to restore a church, it is not easy. They have to receive the permission of a secretary of the president, I think. I only give an example. So, also for they want to ask to have the same rules, the same rights as a Muslim population, because they, as they say, we are also Egyptians and we belong to the ancient culture. They were there before Muslim population came into Egypt.
What is the best way to support these Christians, to try and help them, as you say, enjoy their rights?
Yes, I think the most important thing is that we have to inform that they are Christians. They are living in a minority and we have to support them, first of all, with our prayer and with our solidarity. But also we have to try to say that this, what happened there, that is that there is no justice in such a way. And the only possibility to support the Christians that is that we have to ask justice in that situation. So there must be some moral and also some political influence. But there must also be freedom of life, of Christian life, freedom of conscience, freedom of personal opinion. And this is not always evident in this situation.